November 17th. Jesus says, "Here I am. My peace be with you. I have come to tell you this. Doctors can understand as far as they are able, that is, what possesses a human appearance. But, under the veil of the human in you there is my will, which purifies, beautifies, sanctifies, and consumes, making you a host for many and a jewel for me. The names of diseases are names applied as labels, and as an explanation for the pacts formed between the two of us, for your gifts of love and my kisses of love. Your heart did indeed become diseased in the struggle you waged against human wickedness. But what mortally wounded it was my love. It would have been too ugly for you to have died on account of men, you, loved by me with an eternal love. You must die for men, my faithful mirror. Not on account of them, but because you imitate me. Good Friday 1930. Good Friday 1934. And names, the artificial names of illnesses labeling the mystery of love. No, your illnesses are love for one another. Your lungs, you gave them to me to save a father's soul. And to label the sacrifice, a name, just any clinical name, an explanation which men want to provide for themselves to account for what they cannot explain, that is, what they could explain only by faith, by raising their gaze to supernatural realms. The disease in your womb, oh, don't you remember why you prayed on Saturdays? That's it, it's reparation for those creatures. You suffer, pay, and make reparation for what offends me in woman. Your pain, the hardening in your side, you know, you wanted it. You have received it. Your heart, enlarged, men should not look for the reason why. Love expands to the point of breaking the fibers. The pains in your nerves, you know the truth about them. Maria, Maria, you are mine, as you are because you are with me, like me, crucified out of love for me, mad with love to the point of not being able to calculate any longer. Soul of mine, men cannot understand, or guess the continual miracles of Jesus and his beloved ones. Be at peace. Jesus has come. In recent days he could not come, because a circumstance over which I suffered atrociously kept him at a distance. I have understood many things in these days. His absence was a lesson for me on how it is necessary to harbor true repentance, in order to have Jesus. I had nothing to do with it. I contemplated the ruin of a heart. I suffered because the lack of Jesus was joined to this suffering. And yesterday a doctor's visit. And today my reflections about it. And then Jesus came to give me a reply and joy. He has come back. The cross does not weigh me down, because he is with me.